Matt McBride's not 41. Not even close. Not even close, but he's our NFL guru, former NFL punter, who joins us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
We're going very well, mate. Are you a Kardashian fan, just by the way?
No.
I'm a bit worried you hesitated there, Matt.
No, I'm not a big fan, but they're pretty popular.
Yeah, they are very popular. I told you he wasn't even 41, not even close. Well, he's 42, man, Matty. Not even close. Hey, Matty, there's one team remaining undefeated in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals. But there's a bit of a situation at the moment with Coach Cliff Kingsbury. Tell us a bit more about what's happening at the Cards.
Yeah, so he's down with COVID. He actually claimed that he didn't even watch the game last week, which was quite bizarre. A lot of the coaches are always, you know, trying to get on to the next game, and youths are not, like, you know, not celebrating wins for very long. But to hear that he actually was watching game film of the next team instead of actually watching, I think he said he only switched on for the last 3 minutes of the game to basically, you know, watch them get the win. So, a little bit bizarre, but they're going well. They're really good, and their quarterback is playing at a very, very high level.
So, I mean, coming into the season, were they expected to be one of the teams to set the game alight, or was this sort of out of the box a little bit?
Yeah, a little out of the box. I think you always expect, like, a young quarterback that, you know, it's got a lot of potential to improve. And they've added some weapons. So, in their case, they somehow, the season before, stole the very talented receiver Hopkins from the Texans. And this year they've gotten A.J. Green, who's a veteran, but when he's on, he's one of the best receivers in the league. And now they've just made a trade to Zach Ertz, who's also had a very good career. He's a tight end who played for about 9 years, his first 9 years in Philadelphia. So they are gearing up, and they're doing everything right. They're very solid.
Yeah, I mean, they're 6-0 in NFC West and ahead of the Rams, which would, I think, surprise most people at the start of the year. I'm interested, Matt, in mm-hmm. the story at Green Bay with what's happening there. Aaron Rodgers, you know, looked like he wasn't even going to play for the team. They lost an early game, and here we go. And then all of a sudden, they're 5-1, and Aaron was brilliant against the Bears.
He's just that good. They've got a good team around him, and there's been talk that they're trying to trade up to get some. You can make some in-season trades at the moment. Give him some more weapons. It's par for the course when you've got a brilliant quarterback. You want to surround him with the very best talented talent there is, and he's got a great receiver. In Adams, Devontae Adams, but they could always use a bit more help, and I think they'll have a pretty good run in with their division. They'll normally, both the Bears and the Lions, down the bottom of the ladder, and Vikings are going to hang around. They might be a chance for a wild card, but they should come through with the division title, and then. And we'll see with Rodgers. You never really, you can't really count him out. He's a bit like Brady in that regard.
Yeah, and you look at the NFC where you've got the Packers with Rodgers. You've got obviously the Bucks with Brady. Like it's, and then you go down, and there are other teams that might be surprising as well. Even the Cowboys. So from what we've seen in the first sort of 6 weeks of the season, we're seeing some really good football being played.
Yeah, no, there's some standout teams now. Thank you for mentioning my Cowboys. I think they're playing very well. They've got the bye this week, which is quite a nice break after a close overtime game victory last week against Patriots. So they look very good, and they've got great balance at throwing the ball as well as any quarterback, and then they've got the two players who are doing a good job in rotating. And so I think that they're right up there. Obviously the Bucs in the NFC as well as the Packers and the Rams. So, and of course, you know, with the Cardinals being undefeated. So yeah, there's some standout teams right now, and there's probably 10 teams that are probably still a big chance of winning it all. I'd say it's probably down to that, and out of the 32 that you put your money on.
There's going to be some sore stories in the AFC West, it seems. Looks like that's a pretty tight division at the moment. The Chargers are 4-2, the Raiders are 4-2, and the Broncos and the Chiefs are 3-3. And you reckon the Chiefs have to find a bit more of a groove on in the middle stages of the season. So that's a pretty congested little division, that one, the AFC West.
Are you both Broncos fans?
No, that's just me.
Just you? Okay. So, Thursday night is a huge game for them. They've got the Browns, and the Browns are missing both their running back. They've said that Mayfield's not going to play either. So, they've got a backup quarterback as well. Their defense is extremely strong. But this is the Broncos' chance to sort of hang in there,
We might have lost him. You still there, Matty? No, he's gone. Said to say goodbye. just a bit of a dropout there for Matty. So we talk about the AFC West, which has a very, very close divisional run at the moment with the Chargers, the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Chiefs. In fact, the AFC is quite a good little competition, although probably inferior to the NFC at the moment. If you're picking a team, you want to play in the All-Star team, you're playing one of those. I think I'm playing in the NFC team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the AFC's got the Chiefs down there. They're 3 wins, 3 losses. I still think they're the ones that, there might be value if you're wanting to have a punt on it.
All right, so Matty dropped out there. A bit of sadness for us, but he's going to be our eyes and our ears for the NFL through the season on the Breakfast Club, which we think is pretty cool.